Today, we have squeezed many, many people into the small news booth section of our studio. And the reason is because we're talking to a variety of people who have been in and out the other side of NCS. So in the studio, first of all, we have Katie Rowlands, and you are the recruitment officer for North Yorkshire. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
We also have in the studio Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya.
Max.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hi.
The part that we're talking about today is the social action phase. Now, Katie, just tell us a little bit about what the social action phase is.
Yeah, so the social action phase is phase three of the NCS programme. It's where the young people have come through week one and week two, and now they've come out and gained all the skills to create a project that makes a difference in the community or creates awareness for something. Any group can do whatever they want. It's very youth-led, so each group of 12 to 15 students will pick what they want, they'll research what they want to do, and it could be raising money for something, or it could be just, like I say, creating awareness within the community that highlights things that might need doing within local parks, or revamp things, or they might actually just want to do something completely different like these guys did and raise money for a charity through a music festival.
So it's a really broad spectrum of things that people can do. So you three, who is going to tell us, or are you going to combine together to tell us what you chose to do?
All right, so...
Max.
So basically, we organised a mini music festival where our band played amongst a few other music acts to raise money for three different charities, and along with that we had a raffle and a quiz. It was all in all quite a good night. It was a very good night. It's probably the best our band's ever played.
Was it a festival, like I'm thinking a music festival with a stage outdoors, that kind of thing, bit of food around?
Well, we're not really talking Glastonbury size, we're talking talking Harlow Car Working Men's Club size on their little stage near the bar. Still very good. There was a load of people there. The room was pretty full. It was a great atmosphere.
And which charities did you choose to raise money for, and how did you choose those?
So we supported the RSPCA and...
Macmillan.
I think we were doing Dogs Trust.
Yeah, and Harrogate Hospital as well. And there are charities that we brainstormed and got together and decided which ones we thought would be best to support.
That covers quite a nice wide mix of different areas, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Tom, what sort of work did you have to do to organise the event? Because it's not an easy thing to throw together.
Firstly, we contacted the charities to ask whether they were okay with us raising money for them, and then we planned stuff that we could do, like we rang up the Harlow Car Men's Club to see if they would let us perform there. And we also contacted other people, so we did a coffee morning, I think, on one of the mornings in a local church. So we had to ring around and sort of see what resources we could, like, sort of pull together and whereabouts we could, you know, go.
And was it an easy task or not?
I think when we started working as a team, so when everyone sort of picked out which bits they were going to do and everybody was on the phones working, it was quite easy. We did it in a couple of hours.
A little bit of delegation went a long way.
Yeah.
Okay. And to all three of you, what do you feel that you've got out of it? So before you had arranged a festival and helped all these charities, what do you think you've learned since then?
I think the main thing that I've got from it is confidence. I was quite a shy person going in, and over the 3 weeks I really developed like my social skills and stuff, and organisation as well. The third week you are completely left to it by yourself, and you have the support of the leaders, but it's mainly you, and you have to organise and find the places.
We learned a lot about organisational skills and how hard it was to organise an event, really. But once everyone sort of chipped in, made it a lot easier, and I learned that teamwork was a very important skill in life. You needed it to get things done.
And finally, Tom, the NCS experience as a whole. So we're talking today about the social action phase, but how would you describe the entire NCS? Because we've done all kinds of adventure things, which people can go and hear now, strayfm.com. You can go back and listen to those. How would you summarise the entire experience?
I think it's advertised a lot as being just purely useful and how you develop skills and stuff. But I think the main thing that I sort of took out of it was both confidence and sort of the kind of family that you get while you're in there. You make a lot of friends, and then out of the other side there's a lot more people that you know and can talk to, and you know, like a big family basically.
And what would you say to the people who are out there thinking, don't know if I'll bother with NCS, I feel like I haven't got the time? What would you say to those?
Go for it.
Go for it, yeah.
Really, don't question it. It's the best thing you can do with your summer.
Kate, where can people go to find out a bit more information on everything they've been talking about?
If you want some more information, and most importantly, if you want to sign up, you need to go to www.flyingfutures.org, and on that website you will find all the information to where you're going across North Yorkshire, because there's loads of different programmes going off, the times, all our contact details if you want any questions, and most importantly the button to sign up and secure your place, because we've only got a few places left. We go in the next 3 weeks time.